Obviously, we have a very good opponent coming in this week, and we're already geared up for it with our preparation and our installation that's going on right now. And I think our guys know how important it's going to be to get this game plan down by the day. Today's first, second, third down, and I stressed this morning how important it is, even at this time of the year, with record, with holidays, with family, with everybody being here, how important it is that they work extra, whether it's here or at home or wherever it is, that they get this plan down and get it down very well. Because obviously it's our last home game. We like to come in here and have a good showing for our fans against a good football team, and we got to be prepared to do that. So the mode is one day at a time here, getting prepared, and so far so good. They do a very good job of their clock management with their tempo, and you can see it on tape that they've catch a number of opponents flat-footed, uncovered receivers, too many guys on the field. He's been doing it long enough that he's got a good feel that their offense has been together for a while. It's a stress, and we got to be. It was stressed this morning about how well they use it, because it can be as quickly as they want to snap it, or they can use the clock very effectively, which he's been doing that for a long time. But you can't sit here and guess on one or the other. You got to be prepared to play the snap at all times and be where you're supposed to be. That's going to be very important.
He's been great with throwing the football, and for a long time he hasn't had anybody on the outside. He's got the slot tight ends and so forth. How much of a different challenge of preparation? So much of their stuff happens inside.
Well, it's hard because he gets rid of the ball quickly. Very quickly, so it's hard to get to them, put a constant pressure on them. But the best thing they do, and obviously Wes Welker is one of the best at it, is get the ball in his hands. I think he has almost 600 yards after catch. He's got a number of those yards after contact, so he's not just elusive where you can't get a hold of him. You got to tackle this guy, because this guy can break tackles, and he's a physical player even for his size. I've always thought that, even when I had him in Miami. It's just, you got to get on guys, you got to cover them, and the biggest thing is you got to tackle the catch. You just cannot let them just keep chewing up yards and chewing up the clock at the same time as they're going down the field. And then as we hopefully control that, we got to be alert that they're going to try to throw it over our head at some point and block the protection up to protect him and take his shots down the field. So we got to be on the ball for all the situations. They've already been addressed once with me. Obviously, Mel this morning, so that'll be a constant. Just kind of just making sure we're in the right places. I think preparation convinces them themselves every week. It has. I think they see in my tone, my approach, that they see that I believe we have a chance, and I think as we go through the week, they'll see the film. If we play well enough, if we're where we're supposed to be, if we prepare and we put a good game plan together, then we have a chance every week. So I think we're going to be very confident, just as we have the last 14 games.
It seems like certain matchup, the defense you play. Anybody has success against Brady has to get to him. Playing back against him, Sarsen's got it at 3-1-3, and he said, well, he'll be able to take the lead and bring this first little touchdown.
You really never want to do that. Whether that was their mode, I don't know. I couldn't tell that watching the film on them, whether that was their thought process. I just know this. We always talk about the no flinch, no panic mentality, that you're never out of a game. That this team is one of them. The coach is one. That certainly the quarterback is one of these guys, and the players feel it because of this quarterback. He always gives them a chance, regardless of the score, because they can score so quickly if they get on a roll. And so I think, it'd be whether that was their plan, the 49ers or not, that would not be ours. I think the biggest thing is that we don't put ourselves where we're out of position to defend these guys. I mean, what we did last week, like I said, we were uncharacteristically out of place in a number of places. And it was just one here, one there. Well, against these guys, you really cannot do that. You have to be where you're supposed to be. And, we have to tackle probably better than any game we've tackled all year long. So we've got to be very efficient. What I've been saying all along is we can help matters if we can move the ball offensively, too. If we can control the ball at all, that will help our defense. You do have to. I mean, you have to get to him. You have to put pressure on him. You hope he overthrows and does some of the things that I've seen on tape. He has thrown a number of passes that are tipped or overthrown. And if we do anything this week, we got to put ourselves in position to make plays on those balls better than any week we have. I mean, we're trying to get the turnovers. We're trying to get to the quarterback. We're doing everything we can with the scheme, with the play call, with the effort. And we just need to, when the plays are going to be there to be made, we need to be there to make them and make them and make them happen. And that's no different, but it is definitely being talked about very first thing in the morning against this offense. Based on his demeanor, I think he's going to play. But I thought that last time we got ready to roll with him, and we had a setback. So we're going to be smart with him. And I told him already today, just be careful. We need you, but. I think he's been smart. I can just tell by his demeanor, though, he feels good. So we're going to gradually, again, advance even further than we did last week with him. We're discussing that right now. It's can be, yes. Like it to be, yes.
So what does Maurice need to do or show you that change your thinking?
He's going to run today. More than he's run, and I just need to see how he feels, how his foot responds to it. So he's going from Mike Ryan to Tom Maslinski, and Tom's going to put him more into a football type drills today than he's had. No, I wouldn't say that. No, I got to get an evaluation from Tom and just see how he feels after the fact, after today and in the morning. But I wouldn't think so. I don't think right now, but I'll be very surprised if he can go out there and run like we want him to run today. I'd be very surprised.
He's sticking with questionable, or you're gonna go very questionable?
I'm gonna move that to questionable.
Okay.
I'm happy he's gonna be out there running, making an effort to push that thing and see how it's going to feel. Aaron Ross will be limited. I'm hoping, we're going to probably do half the snaps today, and that's going to go like 50, 75, 100, hopefully. That's the plan. Rashad Jennings failed his concussion test. He will not practice. And then George Selvey will stay out of contact today, just to avoid any more symptoms with the concussion.
Mike, from an offensive standpoint, if the Patriots come out and have the success that they seem to have had all year long, as a offensive-minded coach, do you have to fight the tendency to try to get in a shootout with them, or do you encourage that? How do you approach that?
No, I think you got to be careful how you approach it. You don't want to go in thinking it's going to be that kind of game. But you do have to have an approach of how you do a little bit of what they do. They control the clock. He does. I mean, they have, the number of plays. They have the most plays per game in the NFL. And that just keeps the ball away from your offense. So when you do have it, you got to do some things to put points on the board. Again, that's doing some of the things we've been doing, try to aggressively score. You can't settle for field goals all the time with this offense. But I think you got to be careful of trying to get into that, because when you get into a game like that and you get these guys pinning their ears back to try to rush the quarterback, it can get it can get ugly. So I think we're just going to watch as the game flows. It is tough as a play caller not to get caught up in that and think, I got to, you know, be in a two-minute type of segment the whole way. I don't think that's our plan right now. At least that's what we've.
But your best success all year long has come
it's different.
In that mode. Right.
The two-minute is, I know everybody goes, why don't they run two-minute the whole game? That's because the defense isn't running what they would run in the first 58 minutes, okay? They're it's different. So we'll do some. We have a good plan. We feel like we've all played these guys. There's a number of coaches on the staff that have played these guys a number of times. We feel like we have a very good plan against them.
Mike Brown, receiver, for that press squad where you got passed over a lot of moves. Why now?
He deserves it, number one thing. He's earned it. I mean, if we had named, and we name a developmental player every week who has given us the best look, I could have named him every week. But for what he was going to bring us, you know, we were looking at returners, we were looking for outside guys. The guys we brought in here was not what his specialty was, more of a slot-type receiver. So. I told him be patient at some point that was going to happen, whether it was this year or another year, it was going to happen just because of the way he gives us a look. I mean, he does a great job as a receiver, and then he turns around as soon as the offensive drill's over with, he goes over and does a scout team defensive back and gives us a great look. So, I mean, he's never not on the field and never not practicing. I mean, it's amazing what he's done. So he's earned a chance to get up. It'll be difficult, yes. It'll be difficult.
So
it's not, you know, it's not out of the question, but it would be difficult.
So, yeah, they're more likely to play than you will play.
I'd say their question is very, you know, just questionable. I'll leave it at that. let's go like we're doing with this preparation. Let's go today and let's see how he goes through today. And I'll be glad to answer that tomorrow, Vito. Remember how I always give you one? I'll give you one tomorrow. All right.
Coach, your team's been pretty competitive against some of the elite teams, Packers and Texans, to name a few. Why is that? Are you playing better or looking?
It certainly appears that way, that we've been more competitive in those games. There's been no different approach in them. Just like there hasn't been here. We're preparing just like we have for all the games we've been in. So I don't know why that's taken place, but it has unfolded that way, especially the last one against Houston.
So does that mean they're overlooking you?
Oh, I don't know. That's hard to do in this league. I mean, I think it's just hard to do. You see things happen every week that you'd go, there's no way that should happen. And it happens. So I don't know if that's the case.
Anybody else want to practice
today? Montel left. He should. I'm hoping he can returns, but he had a family illness with one of his children, so he did leave earlier. So I'm hoping he's back for practice. But I can't. I think we're okay with.
Is that guy full pads
today? No, we're not.
Are you done with pads?
We're done with pads.
You used them all, or
no? We used. We used. Actually, we have two left. Yes.
So what's within your thinking in terms of, I asked you this last week about overworking the team, and you said you didn't think they were overworked.
Right.
You took them out of pads last week, and you didn't get them in their pads.
Right.
I mean, they're not pads for everything.
I took them out even like week three, I took them out of pads. If you remember that Wednesday, we didn't have pads on. It wasn't like one, I was waiting till this week to take them off. Again, I gauge how the team played the week before. I gauge a look at the injury report. I look at what we're doing personnel-wise, and I look at what is going to give us our best work when we step on the field today with the mindset that we need to have. What is that? So we do have two left. I knew we were going to be one short because of the Thursday night game, but I feel very good about going out there without them. And again, why this week? Because after last Wednesday's practice, the way we practiced, I said, we can go through a practice at this time of the year without the pads. If we practice with that kind of pad level and with that kind of speed, you can get a lot accomplished. So a lot goes into it. It's not just one thing or another. There's a lot of thought that goes into it and a lot of communication amongst the staff.
A couple of players did mention that with regard to the padding, practice, that there are players on this team that actually need those padded practices. There's young guys that just need to be developed, and then you have to weigh that against the veteran guys who may be subject to
one. Right, it's a tough scale to weigh, because you're right. And at this time of the year, it's, you know, I feel like a very physical team. We do play hard on Sundays, and it does take a toll on them, especially this time. I mean, everybody's banged up across the league. It's a little catch-22. You like those younger guys that have that ability, but if we practice at the level we do, it's very similar to our OTA practices, where they're very fast, and as long as we have good pad level and we're smart, we can get a lot done without them. But there's certain periods that the pads are important, especially when you get like a special teams period, a field goal rush team that is going to has a lot of pressure up the middle. You're taking a risk of not practicing with pads on there to get the look, or the 9-on-7 period, the run period, where it is going to get heavy inside the hitting. We have to, you know, I think we've learned how to practice late in the year. I think it's been smarter for us. What was my reaction? I was a little surprised. I was surprised. You know, that was my second year there. I was a coordinator the first year. We had Marty Booker and Chris Chambers starting outside, and Wes was our slot, and Wes was our leading receiver by a number of catches. I mean, by a number. And, you know, I had Ronnie Brown and Wes, our top two offensive guys. So I was a little surprised, but I was not involved with any of the personnel at the time. I was coaching tight ends at the time. So, but, Wes, what's happened to him is not a big shock just because of the way the competitor he is, how tough he is.
It's not the third season I asked you about that, but you've got an average of 5.5 and rolling at 5 million. And he said to you, what do you see that they don't see? And you said, well, they're not here. Well, you know, they were right. What do you think happened that you didn't see them that didn't happen that you thought they
didn't? Just the way everybody approached their job when they came in here. And I still feel we're not far away. I mean, I said that. I've been saying that all along. I still believe that. But just the approach from day one of how guys come to work every day. They enjoy coming in here. They like working. They like each other. And I think they don't want to let anybody down in that locker room. And just the way they approach things, I think, gives us, again, I haven't stepped on the field yet this year on a Sunday that I didn't feel like we had a chance to win. And a lot of that is because of the way they approach things, the way they come to work, and the way they work in here and on the field. And that's what you have to have. There is no doubt, which can be bad for you. So, I mean, but that's been going on since the first time we met them in April. It really has.
Does that indicate that sometimes hard work can overcome luck at times?
I don't want to say that. I know you need some luck. I know that's a definite need in this league, and I can say this. We haven't had very much of it, and I can't tell you why. That would certainly have helped in some of these games, you know.
Compared to when you were 9, how much has Emmanuel changed the front defensively? Is he a 3-4?
They rotate their front. It's different fronts. You basically have to prepare for all the fronts. I mean, when you put your blocking schemes up, run and pass, you got to put them all up there. And then whatever they choose for the week of what they're going to run, that's the one you've got to adjust to. No, but it's smart. I mean, you know, the playbook, you know, you got to play a page that half of it says 3-4 and half says 4-3. And, you know, if you're playing one team that's a 3-4, you only got to learn half the page. So now you got to learn the whole page, and makes it a little more difficult.